I can't control my body. Someone hit me.
Buddy, are you okay?
Hello, intrepid adventurers. My, you have been busy. In all the time we've been apart, did you ever think we'd all reconnect like this?
What the hell is going on?
I never would have imagined needing to take out my ace in the hole. But here we are.
Someone help me!
Now, don't be dramatic.
Gosling Dreamboat?
No, that's the Canadian's voice. How did I not recognize?
You're both correct. Let's see what you've won.
God damn it.
He truly isn't the sharpest of shooters, it seems.
Help me! Easy! My head! I'm not in control!
What have you done to Iggy?
For the smart one in the group, you are incredibly dense, Pazarkonnen. I have clearly taken control of your friend.
Everybody down!
We've got to get out of here!
After all we've been through together, you turn your back on me now!
Space America, Episode 8, The Cost of Success, was written by Dave Goddard and voiced by Adam Bauer, S. Michael Clericus, Dave Goddard, Allison Headley, Kat Johnson, Lisa Canizze, Ian McGowan, William Mead, Nate Miller, Mickey Morgan, Stephanie Miles, Jen Weinman, Daniel Williams, and Liz Zirkle. The main theme was composed by Ian McGowan, with additional music provided by Ian McGowan and Daniel Williams. This episode features the song Of Hands and Swords by Hands and Feet, online at handsandfeet.bandcamp.com. Space America is brought to you by Calamity Cast, produced by Daniel Williams, and co-created by Dave Goddard, Ian McGowan, Daniel Williams, and Liz Zirkle. And now, Space America, Episode 8, The Cost of Success.
Good morning, Mother Mary. I've brought the radio.
Good morning, Sister Cynthia. How are things progressing?
New disasters plague Lazier every day, just as you've planned. Though there are some unplanned developments.
Oh, but of course there are, Sister.
I was meeting with a new resistance group near the Off-White House. So you need to ask, are you going to let Space America continue in this direction? Or are you going to do something about it?
Finally stick it to the man.
Hey! What has happened exactly?
We took over the engines, man. Every single array.
Wait, you're sure? How do you know?
It's all over the news, man. Some ex-Marines took control a few hours ago. They released a long list of demands, man. Top of the list is Mary's release. You remember Mary. The government hasn't responded yet either, man. Probably because they know they got no bargaining power, man.
That's excellent news. You see, everyone, if we all stand up like those fine people did, we can change the course of Space America overnight. Let's leave it here for now. Go home, talk to your families, and prepare yourselves for action. With enough pressure, we can force change for the better.
Not sure what to think seeing you here, Sin. Leading the meeting, no less.
Jazz,
what are you two doing here?
Ooh, imagine our surprise when we see a fellow cabinet member at the podium. Very interesting.
Are you following me? Is this on the president's orders?
No. No, nothing like that. We're here on our own. With all that's going on, we figured it might be worth having a listen.
And?
We've been with the president for a long time. Turning on him now feels like more than treason.
What does it mean for all the years we spent working with him if we betray him now?
I see how much this is bothering you two.
During the civil conflicts, the church and state were united. That's the main reason he was able to remain in power. This opposition is tearing the country apart.
This unrest? It's beyond his ability to resolve unaided. You've been with him long enough now to know he doesn't have a, let's say, deft diplomatic hand. Magda.
But the people aren't wrong. We did imprison Mother Mary without due cause. It was a risky move based on the emotions of an infantile—
Hey, whoa, come on now. It's complicated. Detective President Dick isn't a bad person.
And neither is Mary.
But think about it. I mean, who's actually acting in the best interest for Space America? Whew. It's a lot to think about.
I get it. It is a lot. Maybe because I haven't been with him as long as you two, the need for change is more obvious to me.
You're not going to tell him, are you? If he's going to find out, it should be from us.
I'll keep my silence if you keep yours. For what it's worth, I'm glad to see you two here, though there may not be time for indecisiveness. Since then, we've had several conversations concerning their doubts about Lazier. If they're wavering, Maggie Minkowitz may also be brought to our cause. I'm going to speak with her tonight. Given time, they'll all join us.
His cabinet collapses? His aides waver? And the engines? The church really controls them? Praise unto her.
It's true. I've been in contact with the group responsible. The ex-Marines are extremely committed to our cause and enthusiastic to exercise a very particular set of skills. They call themselves the Dark Cycle.
How fitting. With how quickly events are progressing, it may be time for me to leave my isolation. Does anyone outside of the cabinet know my location?
No, Mother. That is being withheld to avoid any potential rescue missions.
Quite right. Who knows what kind of brash action the revolutionaries would take if they knew where I was. Sister Cynthia, I think it's time to let that information leak.
Despite the fraught situation on the outside, a peculiar interaction is underway inside the mind of Ignatius Babcock. While he no longer controls his body, he's desperate to regain control of his mental faculties.
How are you doing this? Why can't I control my body? What have you done to me?
No need to yell. I can hear you perfectly well. Last time the world had perfect security was when a man named Brahma created an unbreakable and unpickable lock. Imagine being able to lock something up and knowing with utmost certainty that it's safe. It took the world 67 years, but someone was finally able to break it open without a key.
Oh boy, Wings was right. You really are crazy.
That was a long time ago, Ignatius. How many forms of security have been invented since then? What one man builds, another can take apart, so long as you have the right tools and know exactly where to put. An interesting choice of modifications you've gone with, Ignatius. Pity you chose the cheap ocular option. It's throwing off my aim. Had I known, would have had Felix install a new one when they planted this mod into your brain stem.
When did you? Oh God, my head.
How much of your ship crashing on your house do you remember? Most of it, correct? But not all. Haven't you wondered how you suddenly woke up? In no pain, everything quiet, and all my men missing? I've been tracking you for a long time now, Ignatius. How else could I always remain one step ahead?
Please, please don't hurt my friends!
Oh, I'm going to, Ignatius. I'm going to hurt them very badly.
Outside of Iggy's brain, the team narrowly escapes his poorly aimed gunfire. As the Ignatian stalks the streets, his stray bullets send Omletians into pandemonium.
How did Iggy get possessed by the Canadian?
Quick, into this warehouse.
Gaz was the one who told us about the captain's log in the first place.
And the Mounties attacked us right when we landed. We've been played like a space fiddle from the start.
Evelyn, Mother Mary said she had a contact on Earth. Who was she talking about?
I don't know. Fuck's sake, shut up.
You think the Canadian got into Iggy's mods? Like being hacked?
I think we're clear. Wings, we have to go back.
Not a chance, Evelyn.
Damn it, Wings! My seeds are back there, and all of our gear!
What are we gonna do, Evelyn? A psychopath took control of our friend's body! Are we supposed to grab our gear and gun down Iggy? I know it sounds cold, but we have to—
No! Those seeds represent my life's work. They are why I'm here.
And when he kills you over them? What good are they then? I know it's not what you want to hear, but we need to leave the city now.
I'm not leaving without them. Not after losing everything else in the seed bank. If I have to go back there alone, I will.
What if we can sneak back there? I mean, he's not going to expect us to walk right back to Ace's shop.
No, it's too dangerous.
Please, Wings. If you and Paz can lure him away, Chutney and I can sneak in and grab our stuff.
You guys, Iggy's coming this way.
Iggy is just one of the many toys in my collection, along with an alarming number of nuclear warheads. Was your collection worth it, Paz Zarkonnen? Were all these fancy relics worth losing cookies?
That son of a...
How about your collection, Evelyn? How did it feel to watch all of those seeds turn to ash around you?
Please, Wings!
Hey, Wings! Did you know it's impossible to find Space Marika from Earth? There's no tracking it, with all the remaining atmospheric debris blocking the way. Interestingly enough, radio signals can still find their way, and somehow, with his outdated tech, Ace managed to remotely access a little-known chat server 300,000 miles away.
What's he assembling out there?
All this time, and you small people never stop being pawns in my game. Moving as I wish. With all the fun tools at my disposal, have you ever wondered why I would insist Mary find a Mega Gulf class transport ship? I mean, they've got no real onboard weaponry. They're so big. Plenty of room for a collection.
Oh my gosh.
Fuck. It's not just about us. He wants to destroy all of us.
Oh, holy Mother Gaia. He's gonna use our ship to destroy Space America. All those people, the church?
How would he do that?
Weren't you listening? He has an arsenal of nuclear warheads.
I am tired of this guy's bullshit. We have to stop him.
I've been playing you all from the very start. I always knew where you were and what you were doing. And now is no different.
Oh shit! Get down!
The empty warehouse is rocked to its foundation as the Canadian's rocket tears through the building, crumbling the ceiling, and separating our heroes.
Is everyone okay? That you, Paz?
I think, yeah, I'm okay.
Paz? Where are you?
On the other side. You guys okay?
I think so. Evelyn?
I'm sorry, Wings. I have to go back.
Evelyn! God damn it! Stay put!
Hurry, Paz! While he may be a poor shot, rockets don't call for much accuracy.
We got her back. We'll fix this.
Ah, shit. Paz, on your feet. We gotta move. Now.
Will Jack, the gym-loving, male nurse hottie, manage to win the heart of the spunky blue-haired web designer Maggie? Join us every other week to discover if this unlikely pair will have their happily ever after or fizzle out in the end. Love and Lust Season 1 is coming to ClamdyCast.com or wherever you find your podcasts, Spring 2018.
Come in. I swear to God, if Dick walks in behind you, I'm gonna break his damn legs.
No.
I mean it, Sin. I will put him in the ground.
It's just me, Maggie. I promise. The president doesn't even know I'm here.
Yeah, he better not come around here after that raid he put me through last week. I had to fix those windows myself, damn it.
I just wanted to stop by. You know, say hi. Maybe talk a bit.
Talk?
Yeah. Talk. Chit-chat. Gab?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure. Let's gab.
So I was, with the cabinet earlier, taking the president to his recorder listen. And, you know the neighborhood near the off-White House? How it's normally pretty quiet?
Let me stop you right there. Sin, what the hell do you want?
Okay, fine. This whole not-quite-underground revolution that's springing up everywhere? I'm more than a bit nervous. That drive we were on? They blocked the streets with flaming trash cans and tried to blow up the entire caravan.
Hosers, as far as I'm concerned. I was throwing bricks at him before the revolution. I don't even feel bad about it.
But you have a reason to throw a brick at the man. What about those people?
Seeing he illegally arrested their religious leader. He's got a weird vendetta against a few Steves living on the moon. He's not exactly a great president.
Compared to his predecessor, he's a saint.
That's a low bar. Unless he decides enslaving Utah is a good idea.
Look, I was just a kid during civil conflict too. Is this a normal phase in a presidential term? Or is this something to be taken more seriously?
I hear you, Sin. Things are bad and looking worse every day. You aren't the only one who's been in here asking questions. Every sitting president has had a few uprisings or large-scale protests. They tend to burn hot and fast, then disappear.
Oh, good.
That's aside from the civil wars, which escalated exactly as we're seeing now.
Oh, what do you think? Are the protesters right? Are we on the wrong side of this?
What does it matter? It's really just the lesser of two evils. What's worse, the unchecked power of an incompetent political figurehead or the never-ending growth of a monopolistic corporate church?
Well, hasn't the church been the guiding light for this country?
You know, I was looking over church employment data for their higher-ranked people. An old request from Irma.
And, what did you find?
At first, I was a little confused. But it's interesting how many leading government figures have been replaced with upper-level members of the church. Not executives, mind you. That would be too suspicious. But it is interesting.
I have to go.
Don't worry, Sister Cynthia. The church's secrets are safe. For now.
Are you on our side?
I'm on my side. You're playing a dangerous game with this country, and I'm doing my best to stay out of it. I've been a librarian here a long time. All I care about is these books and the entitled little shits who come looking for them.
I think I'd better go.
You do that. And tell Mother Mary to mind her own damn business.
All hell has broken loose on the streets of Omelette. Some might say, scrambled. As Wings and Paz distract the Ignatian, Chutney and Evelyn arrive at the Ace of Isaac's headquarters.
You check on Ace. If he's up and running, get him in here to help us. I'm going for the gear. Where the hell is my pack?
It's okay. Kind of hard to tell since he doesn't breathe.
No. Ah, they're gone! Where the hell are my seeds?
Use this to take down Iggy. I mean, the Canadian. Oh, God!
Hello? Damn it, Chutney! Seriously?
Hello? Sister Evelyn? Are you there?
I'm here! Hello? Mother Mary?
Sister Evelyn, it's a relief to hear your voice again. How are things going on Earth?
They're, kind of...
Listen closely, sister. When the time comes, I need you to have the captain's log ready. There's some information we'll need.
Yes, Mother. How did you get this...
Don't concern yourself with the details right now. I'm sure you're busy enough cataloging and caring for all the rare and priceless new seeds from the bank. Just make sure you have that log ready when I contact you, sister. I'll be in touch.
Wait! Mother!
Yes?
Last time we spoke, you mentioned a liaison on Earth. Who were we supposed to meet?
A charming man named Goslin. Very knowledgeable and helpful. I'm sure he'll be in touch soon. Now I really must be going.
Mother? Mother, do you read me? Oh, Gaia, no!
As Mother Mary secretly plots in the grand jail suite of the off-white house, Detective President Dick Lazier struggles to deal with the ups and downs of a precarious political and theological uprising.
Goon! Why are there so many cheering people outside of the off-white house? Am I being celebrated again? Being so adored can be tiring.
Sir, the people have learned we're holding Mother Mary here. And, they aren't cheering. They're jeering. They're demanding her immediate release.
Just like those cyclists.
The Dark Cycle, sir.
That's what I said.
Have you considered their demands, sir? Having lost control of the engines is catastrophic for your leadership. And I'm not sure continuing to clash against the church like this.
What are they gonna do? I still control the helm in the oblong office. I'll just steer us in circles, sitting spin style.
Sir, a heavily armed group has just arrived outside the off-white house, demanding your presence. They say they just want to talk. I think it's time to evacuate the building, get you to a safe zone.
Run from a chat? That's a fool's game, Jazz.
Sir, please. If you release Mary, we could avoid this escalating into...
Never! That devilish moon goose stole the love of my life. Emma won't even speak to me, let alone leave church grounds.
Sir, we can't just continue to ignore the situation.
And you aren't doing anything to solve this crisis.
At least let us go talk to them. Maybe we can calm them down. Let them know you're considering the options.
Yeah, we can lie.
Maybe. If we show them Mother Mary's alive and well, we could start...
I've made up my mind. If it's talk they want, it's talk they'll get. Jazz, get me the Vice President.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
The protesters outside the off-White House grow increasingly unruly, while the president detective remains confident that he and the vice president can calm the crowds through tag-team political negotiations.
Just you wait and see, goons. The vice president will know exactly how to handle this problem. There hasn't been a single time we weren't able to take care of business.
Sir! Sir, please! Why not try a diplomatic approach?
That's what we're gonna do. The vice president is fully loaded with diplomacy.
This is the opposite of diplomacy.
Yeah, I mean, wouldn't a more peaceful resolution help to restore public faith?
Who needs public faith when you have Vice President Tang?
Already, sir. This is a really bad idea. Doesn't it send the wrong message to meet protesters with a tank?
That's Vice President Tank. And no, remember the debates? Something about old Tanky just changes people's minds.
Sir, this will only make things worse. The people only want an open and honest dialogue where they're taken seriously.
Everyone knows I'm serious when the VP arrives. It was one of my campaign slogans. Remember, when things get serious...
I get my tank.
Right, I get my tank.
Sir, I don't think I can support this course of action. Some of what they're calling for is fair, and you won't even listen.
What?
Sir, I hate to say it, but Jazz is right. We can't follow you in this. You need to do something, anything, other than this.
I can't believe what my ears are seeing. You're all fired.
What? Please, sir.
Fired?
No
loyal goon would question me. I won't have it. Looks like it's just you and me, Vice President. Now clear out, ex-goons. I'm going to work out some diplomacy.
I can't believe it.
Jeff, what did we do? Now?
The people still need us. Let's go talk to Mary.
Being chased by a grenade-launching lunatic through Panic City streets would try the patience of any hardened veteran. Paz was no such veteran. Having been a target for several city blocks, the fleeing Paz wonders how he was separated from the combat specialist.
Oh God! Yeah!
Really now, Zarkonnen, while I enjoy the spirit of this chase, it's becoming irksome that you won't die.
Meanwhile, inside his mind prison, Iggy desperately tries to reason with the Canadian.
These people ain't done anything to hurt you! Wings told me what you said about everything you lost when Space America launched. Your family...
Lost? I didn't lose my family. They were murdered by the Space Americans.
You aren't the only one who's lost something precious. I had a family once, too.
I don't care.
We lived in a small house in the Appalachians. My boy, he used to play on top of this hill behind the house. Every day, every single day, he would fall down at the exact same spot when he came running down to his mother. They died of a flu. I buried them on top of that hill. Buried part of myself, too. As I left them walking down that hill, I fell at the exact same spot my boy used to. I hit my head, and I remember the promise I made to my wife. To live, not to waste my remaining time.
Better? Does pretending that this is what they want change the reality of their death?
Nothing can replace what's been lost. I know that. But how about you? You really think your loss of humanity is the proper legacy for your family?
My humanity died the day of the launch. There is nothing left in me but retribution and hate for the Space American scum.
But so many innocent people would also die at your hands.
A price that was paid by us first.
So children really do inherit the sins of their fathers? Is that your idea of justice?
There is no justice. Otherwise, I would have died with everyone else. I'm happy that you could abandon your family on that hill, Ignatius. That's something that I could never do.
Thanks for listening. Help others find our show by rating and reviewing Space America on iTunes. Check out CalamityCast.com for even more content. And follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to get in touch and let us know how we're doing. If Discord's your thing, join our server. If you like what you hear and you want to help keep the lights on, consider becoming a regular Calamity Cast contributor on Patreon. Or if you'd like to make a one-time donation, you can do so at paypal.me/CalamityCast. We appreciate your support, and your donations truly make a difference.
With an arsenal strapped to her back, Evelyn follows the sound of explosions, sprinting down alleys, trying to avoid the Ignatian's wrath. She turns a corner, just in time to run face first into...
Evelyn!
Wings!
Evelyn!
Ow! Why?
You! What was I supposed to do if you died too, Evelyn? Not you! I couldn't...
Wings, I'm sorry! You know what those seeds mean to me. I had to.
Let's go. Paz is way faster than he looks. He outran me the moment the bombs start going off. Where's Chetney?
The idiot tased himself unconscious. I had to leave him at Ace's shop. Wings, my seeds are gone. The Canadian must have taken them.
Fuck. This guy just keeps poking and prodding us. We need to take care of the situation with Iggy. Did you get anything useful?
As much as I could stuff in here. Wait. What if you hurt Iggy?
Face the facts, Evelyn. We lost Iggy in Ace's shop. And goddammit, I am not losing anyone else.
But he's our friend, Wings.
No, Evelyn. That monster stalking the streets with a rocket launcher is all the Canadian. Iggy is gone. Now come on, I'll try to lure him away so you and Paz can get to safety.
Outside the off-white house, the protests have devolved into a full-scale riot. As Detective President Dick Lazier and Vice President Tank arrive, the mood becomes even more grim.
Good evening, Space Mariconians! What's all the hullabaloo?
Dick Lazier, man! Hand over the helm, release Mother Mary!
Heck no!
Why not, man? You arrested her legally. Now you come out here and threaten us with a tank?
That's Vice President Tank. Stop throwing things. You'll scare the Vice President.
Hey, man, if you won't step down, you give us no choice but to take the helm by force, man.
That's an interesting point. But if I could counter...
Paz is still not having a good time. One would think after repeatedly avoiding death, to the point of it being uncanny, he would loosen up a bit and get into the spirit of things. Instead...
I'm not getting into the spirit of things!
Paz, over here!
Wings, where the hell have you been?
Go with Evelyn and head to safety. I'll take care of the Canadian.
Paz, come on!
Wings, Evelyn, where are you two hiding? There you are! It's about time the two of you joined the fun.
You two get out of here now. I'm ending this.
Oh, please don't shoot me. You might hit my precious cargo.
Whoa, my seeds. Give them back, you asshole.
You know, controlling the fine motor skills is so tricky, I might accidentally...
No! Guys, grab Evelyn and get out of here.
Damn you, you piece of shit.
Evelyn!
I'm okay. Where is he?
I'm over here. This thing just keeps growing, I take it.
I think some of them are okay. Evelyn?
Don't move. You may have...
Help me tie him up before this vine net kills him.
Let's take him back to Ace's. We'll decide what to do with him from there.
Back at the shop, Ace and Chutney wake up as the others return with a heavily bound Iggy. They now face a rather tricky predicament.
Is there anything you can do, Ace? There's got to be a way for you to reverse whatever the Canadian did to Iggy.
There isn't. The mod I installed is inextricable from Iggy's brainstem. I'm in here for the rest of Iggy's life.
Shut up! Ace, is there anything you can do?
Unfortunately, the Canadian is correct. The mod controlling Iggy is intricately entwined with his central nervous system, giving the Canadian complete control. A self-destruct mechanism will be triggered by any attempt at removal. I should know. I made it.
You're stuck with me now!
You son of a bitch!
Again! You guys, I'm sorry! I'm so sorry! It wasn't me! I couldn't control myself!
Wait, a shitty taser can do what Ace couldn't?
No, I'm still here. And when I get this ridiculous hillbilly's walking corpse free, I'm going to disembowel each and every one of you.
Shut up!
Ow!
Damn it!
What do we do? Iggy's been compromised. We can't be sure he'll ever be in full control, or when he could snap.
Maybe we could leave him here. Ace, could you look after him?
Not a chance. What do I look like, a babysitter? I wouldn't trust any rope to hold him for long.
That's right. I'll just keep coming after you. It may be a day or a week, but as long as Iggy is still alive, I can be a passenger in his mind.
Yeah, but you could be lying to us. How do we know the taser didn't take away everything but your speech?
It didn't, Chutney. He's deep in my foundation. I can feel it.
I will leave you to deal with this.
Well, somebody say something! Why is everyone being so quiet?
I'm sorry, Iggy.
What do you mean, you're sorry? You're sorry for what?
None of us want this.
Isn't there another way?
Like what, Paz? Even Iggy knows there's no way to get the Canadian out.
I don't know. Anything. We already lost Cookie. We almost lost you. How many people have to die here?
Everything.
God damn it. Iggy, thank you so much for everything.
I can't die yet. There's still so much I have to do. I never finished my book. I still need to build the treehouse on that hill. I promised my wife.
Who's going to?
Meanwhile, behind towering walls of stone and steel, in the heart of Blacksite Omicron, an unprecedented number of Mounties tirelessly trains, preparing for whatever may come. As I toil away, the mood in Central Command is surprisingly, disturbingly, lighthearted.
Welcome back to the here and now, sir. What's so funny?
I didn't think she had it in her.
What?
Nothing. Nothing. How is my ship?
Fully stocked and being prepped in the hangar.
Good. Now, as for the defenses, from now on, I want 3 sets of eyes at each tower on the perimeter. Ace's betrayal makes this far more uncertain.
Ace's betrayal?
It seems he's decided to hedge his bets and aid the Space American trash. Clever. I would do the same if I were him.
What do we do about it?
Do? Nothing. It's not worth delaying my plans any longer for a small thorn. Toying with Iggy was fun, but destiny calls. Let Ace think he's the smart one. Soon, none of that will matter. I'm close, Felix. So close.
What the hell is going on?
Oh shit! Get down!
Everybody down!
Oh boy!
Get down!
Shut up!
What have you done to me?
Damn it! Shut up! You asshole!
You son of a bitch!
What have you done to me?
God damn it!
Weren't you listening?
For fuck's sake!
Shut up.
Yeah, wow, 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 wow. Shit, get down!
Everybody down!
Yo, wow, 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 wow.
Oh boy.
Get down! Get down! Down. Yo, wow, 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 wow. Oh shit, get down!
Everybody down!
Yo, wow, 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 wow.
Oh boy.
Get down! Get down! Down.
You really are crazy!
You've been played like a space fiddle from the start.
Damn it! Damn it!
This guy just keeps poking and prodding us.
You really are crazy!
Shut up!
What have you done to me?
I am tired of this guy's bullshit.
What have you done to me? To me?
I am not getting into the spirit of things.
This has been a Calamity Cast production. For more content, visit CalamityCast.com and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.